You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Let's talk. Talk.
John Brown.
It's that special kind of time in the run-up to... Because what says the run-up to Christmas more than you know, deciding whether it is too early to put the Christmas decorations up? Should you have... Could you have a turrón, those special Spanish pasta sweets that make your mouth go immediately dry? And not only that, but to sort out, to get your finances in order or find out what's happening in the labyrinth that is the Spanish tax system. And I am joined by the boffins today, I think, the tech experts. I'm joined by Robin Helio. Good morning to you, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Helio, good to see you. You see, you've got an incredible... Which is good for the tech department, because you remembered me from the golf day, which is years ago.
Yes. I remember you, because it was a very funny afternoon. Yeah. We were talking about very many things, and I have a good remember from you.
That's always good. And Rob, how are you doing, my friend? Are you looking sort of relaxed as always? You know, you're weathering the storm or whatever?
Yeah, just chilled.
Just chilled. Right, okay. Well, today, because the Spanish tax system likes to keep us on our toes, you know, and especially with technology, because they are like the kid at Christmas going, right, now we can do this, and now we're going to do this, and now we've got a new gift for all those, just in time for Christmas. And this sounds like it should have been the Roman Emperor of the Iberian Peninsula, and his name was Veli Factu.
Tatan.
Tatan, thank you. Veli Factu Tatan. So, explain to me, please, my little friends at Spence Clark, the boffins, what exactly is Veli Factu? How do we are pronouncing this today?
You're not actually wrong from the old Roman times. It's amazing how we use Latin words to add gravitas to something or some mystique, you know? I mean, literally, veri factu means verification. That's what it means.
Okay.
You know, it's that simple.
All those years of my parents sending me to expensive schools to learn Latin have finally paid off in that one instant and I didn't get it right. Okay.
Exactly.
So what is it then? Come on, tell me.
Well, veri factu is a new invoicing compliance system created by Spain's tax office, the AETE. Its main purpose is to make business invoicing more transparent and reliable. Until now, invoices were recorded in private accounting systems, and sometimes people could change them after they were issued. The tax office doesn't like that.
Right, okay.
So veri factu is designed to stop that. With this new system, every time you issue an invoice, the information, such as the amount, the date, the VAT, is automatically sent to the tax office through approved software. This means that the tax office receives a digital record of the invoice as it's created, which helps prevent errors, fraud, or the so-called later changes.
Right.
It's a big step towards what's being called real-time taxation, where information flows directly between businesses and the tax authorities, keeping everything more accurate and transparent.
Okay, this is interesting. So does this mean that basically the tax office is going to instantly get a copy? There'll be a ping at the tax office and a copy of your invoice will arrive at the at Hacienda?
Not necessarily. It's not the invoice. It's the information included in the invoice and not all the information of the invoice. It's the date, the amount, the VAT figures, and it's just a direct connection of that information, which will be stored in the tax office for future reviews, and also for the people review. You can access to the tax office website and check what the other people are issuing to you. So it's trying to modernize the Spanish tax system.
So is this going to of help avoid misunderstandings. So if you have a dispute with the tax office, I mean, is it like electronic invoicing, for example?
Not exactly.
Okay.
I suppose one perception you can use to help you perceive what this is. Do you remember the phrase electronic office? Or paperless office?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? If you think of it, electronic invoicing in that manner, you're not going to be correct. That's the point here. We sometimes think about the electronic office or paperless office as just being that.
Yeah.
And so when we hear the word electronic invoicing, we think it's as simple as just that. And it's not. It's more than a digital document. The electronic invoice must have a structured format, such as XML, UBL, or Factura E. Don't worry about the formats. They're just what's available. This format must be readable by computer systems. So to issue a sales invoice in this specific format will be mandatory by 2027 after the approval of new laws.
Okay.
So with Verifactu, your invoicing software communicates directly with the tax office in real time. It also adds new elements to each invoice, like a special code and a QR symbol, to confirm that the document is genuine and hasn't been changed. So while electronic invoicing focuses on the format of the document, Verifactu focuses on the connection between your system and the tax office, ensuring that everything you issue is authentic, traceable, and compliant with the law.
Okay, you said 2027. So when is Verifactu, when is it going to start to be used?
It will be introduced in two phases. One is from the 1st January 2026, it will be mandatory for companies, small or big companies. From 1st July 2026, it will also apply to self-employed people. So the self-employed will have around 6 months to start to looking for a proper invoice system that complies with Verifactu.
Okay, I mean, that's that means small businesses are going to have, I mean, it's a pretty small time to sort of prepare, isn't it? I mean, that can be, so Autonomous have got to the 1st of July, but if you have your own business, if I'm running Giles's souvenir shop, you know, or the TRE official, well, you know, if I'm running my little business, I've got 2 months to get everything ready. What if I don't have sort of software or anything yet?
That's exactly the situation. I mean, the period is designed to help the small organisations, small businesses, get everything in place. They need to speak with their software providers, learn how to use the new systems, and make sure all their invoices will be transmitted correctly. It's not a long time, that's true, so it's important to start early. The Spanish Tax Office expects everyone to be ready by the time Verifactu becomes mandatory. And once it does, the use of non-approved systems will no longer be allowed.
Okay, so here we go. What happens I can see this coming because, you know, we love a Malta, don't we? Okay, what happens if you don't comply with Verifactu? Tell me, come on.
Do you really need to ask that question?
No, I don't. But, you know, in to be transparent and bad sodium, you know, argument, yeah.
Sorry for the bad news, but...
It's a Malta, isn't it?
Yes.
Go on.
It will be 50,000 euros for the most serious for self-employed or companies. But here the problem is for the software providers. The software provider are the person who have the responsibility to provide a software that complies with Verifactu. So in case that they are not doing the things properly, they could have a penalty of 150,000 euros. That is a big amount for a company.
I can see why we brought the IT boffins in for today's show, obviously. Okay, so if I'm a self-employed film director or film whatever down here, if I'm using software that if I use software that isn't approved by Hacienda, presumably, and there will be a list, I hope, am I going to get fined if I use a legal software, a software that isn't recognised?
Yes, you could be fined if you don't use it.
Okay, fair enough. So you know, now we've put the fear of whatever into everybody, because this is. For people listening who are self-employed, or you've got a small business, or, you know, we always talk about that sort of mum and, you know, those, oh, I'll have a property management company, or I'll do something in my, you know, I'm sort of semi-retired, but I want to keep my hand in the business. I mean, are you going to have to, what's the best way to start preparing for this? Rob? Come on, help.
The first step is you've got to talk to your invoicing software provider. It's that simple. Ask them if their system is officially certified by the tax office before Verifactu becomes mandatory. Using certified software will be essential. Next, after that, you need to review your internal procedures. From 2026, every invoice you issue will need a unique identifying number or QR code, a line of text stating that it complies with Verifactu, and a system that automatically sends the data to the tax office in real time.
And about, you know, presumably as well, you've got to keep your... This won't be retrospective, but they're going to need to be able to look back then, they foresaw for a period of time as well, because otherwise, you know, I mean...
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I mean, businesses will need to keep their invoicing records safely for at least 4 years. So part of the preparation will be checking that your software can store, protect, and back up your data securely. I mean, so you can see how the responsibility is on the software providers. And all this, your responsibility is to ensure that they are compliant, but they also have to be compliant in everything that they do.
Yeah, but you're gonna have to say to your software provider, you know, are you, I want to see a certificate, I want to see a, because if you are using a software provider that isn't compliant, you could get a 50,000 euro fine as well, couldn't you? At the highest level.
At the highest level, yeah.
To put it mildly, this sounds like a lot, were we warned about this? I'm not being thinking, but this sounds like an awful lot of change to suddenly, kind of appear. Help us here, come on.
Well, for the smallest self-employers and the small companies, it will be a big change, especially if you are doing the things manually, if you are using an Excel or if you are using a Word to issue your invoices. In that case, will be a big change because you need to have a software that communicate with the tax office to comply the Verifactu rules.
Sure.
That for us is I don't recommend the people to take that like a problem. I mean, that's a way to modernize your system and try a way to be in the current times, you know, when we are have all the communication in real time, no? So for that people that they are that they usually make their invoices in Word or Excel or simple paper or writing in paper, we have been researching the market to find which is the best solution, and also a solution which could be focused in the Spanish, in the foreign peoples, in expat that live here in Spain, no? And we found the best solution is quantum economic. This is a bookkeeping system that allows the people to issue their invoices. It's very simple to use, and you don't need to use bookkeeping knowledge. And of course, also you don't need to know the Spanish bookkeeping knowledge. No, so it's very simple. You have to fill in a screen with the data of the invoice, so you can issue your invoice. In Experience Cloud, we have made a review of several systems, you know, to find that. And it's in English. It's, the name is Quantum Economics. It's online. I think Rob can tell you more information about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's an accounting and invoicing platform that will help clients meet all the VeriFactor requirements. And it connects directly with the tax office. So like we said, the invoices can be sent in real time. What makes it special is it doesn't just focus on compliance. It gives the users a complete view of their finances. So there's dashboards that show income, expenses, and results in one place. And they can access it from anywhere. It's accessible online and keeps everything updated automatically. In short, Quantum helps clients stay compliant, they stay organized, and it saves time. It brings together invoicing, accounting, and reporting in one easy-to-use platform.
Is it user-friendly? I mean, how user-friendly is it? And because that's going to, people are going to go, I mean, if you, is it relative? Is it, you know,
I think if you can use Word and you can use Excel, can pretty much use the majority of the functionalities within the system.
Okay.
And it is intuitive to a certain level. So if you want to progress a bit further, you can.
So, I mean, this is more than just a compliance tool.
Yes. Basically, you will have all the information of your business in real time. Going a little back, it's very easy to use, as the user scanning an invoice and drag the invoice into the system. The system will recognize the information of the invoice and will create the accounting entry. Also, regarding the bank, if you have a company and you have the bank transactions, you can import an Excel with all the bank transactions, and the system will recognize the accounts, and the system will allocate the accounts into the Spanish according to the Spanish rules. So it's for a person that has zero knowledge in bookkeeping, it's really, really easy to use, and also it's in English, so that is the best of all.
I suppose if you're getting your information for your business in real time, it will help you understand what you've got coming in, what you've got going out. And I suppose at a certain level, it will give you a discipline for invoicing. I mean, here's an interesting one, because what impact do you think this is going to have on the economy in Spain as a whole?
that's a question.
Well, you know,
I mean, that's difficult to quantify.
The day after the budget, but there you go.
What a budget. That's difficult to quantify. I mean, what we can say is that VeriFactor forms part of Spain's broader move towards digital taxation. By collecting information in real time, the government reduces fraud, it improves the accuracy of tax records, and it speeds up processes that previously took months. For businesses, this means less paperwork and more certainty about what has been reported. Over time, the system should help create a fairer business environment, where everyone pays their share and diligent taxpayers are not disadvantaged. It also brings Spain into line with the rest of Europe, where real-time reporting is becoming the standard. Once everything is in place, the interaction between businesses and the tax office will be simpler, clearer, and more efficient.
So it's not just a case of Spain going out of one here. This is actually being used elsewhere in Europe. So not just wanting to bring this in to just to, because we know how Hacienda has fallen in love with digital signatures, with apps, with Hacienda have become the biggest fanboys and girls of everything digital.
Yeah, but you've got to remember the EU has been promoting the digitization of Europe for several years now. And there are many funds in the EU to actually make this process happen for all the countries. So in many respects, Spain is looking at this as an opportunity.
I mean, if you run a small business in Spain, okay, you might just think that this is another
and yet another bit of administration that you have to do. I mean, how are we going to, how can they handle this change, Elio?
If you are doing the bookkeeping manually, there is a big possibility that you make errors. We are humans, and the humans make errors. If you handle the bookkeeping electronically, as I mentioned it before, scanning invoice, import data, the number of the errors will reduce. So this new system is focused to make less errors and to register the transactions correctly and according to the rules.
And presumably, you won't have to think, now, where is that invoice or where is that document? It's in the folio. It's in the file at the back behind there. And it's 2000. And oh, and that one was there. And the orders are all, because we know what fun, what a joy it is to present. and obviously, they will have the same data. So it should make any arguments or any discrepancies. It's there.
Yes, you will have an storage in real time, so you can go 5-6 years back and you can find an invoice so that you receive it. Or you can find a payment that you make to a supplier, you know, to compare with the same payment that you have to do now. So it's a very good source of data.
I suppose the thing is, it's like everything new. Everybody is going to go, oh, for goodness sake. But once you start using it, then you get into the discipline and then it becomes part of the normal process.
Correct, correct. And also, you will see the results in real time. At the moment you are entering invoices, you will know your figures. So you will have a cash flow, for example, so you can know how much money you have in the bank, how much money you have in the pocket, so you can make new investments, so you can make more payments, so you can develop another part. So it's a very good source of data to take the decision in your business.
Mm. This is being done for the good of people. I know, it's not a disciplinary thing. Before we wrap up today, what advice are we giving people to any? Well, I think anybody referring. I mean, so this is for autonomous, self-employed, and businesses. Yeah. Both small and large. So all the big companies, all the real estate companies down here, all the single traders, all the people who have got home management, property management companies, this is going to affect you basically next year. So what advice can we give people who may not have even heard that Verifactu was about to be installed or become part of our business life in 2026?
I mean, it has been mentioned for a few years now that this process was going to happen. The timelines have changed because of implementation deadlines, etc. But the advice I would give is start early. It's that simple. Don't wait until 2026 to look into it. And it's one of these classic situations where procrastination is not your friend. Yeah? Speak to your software provider this year.
Yeah.
Check if they're planning to certify the system. And begin reviewing your invoicing procedures. Make sure your data is well organized and your records are consistent. If you work with an advisor, ask them to help you understand what Verifactu will mean for your particular business.
Presumably, if you speak to your software provider and they say Verifactu and they reply, he's a Roman emperor, then you're going to have to change your software provider.
I think that's a flag.
That's a flag. That's they should be worried about it. But it's not just about, is it? It's not just about compliance. It's not just about,
No, it's to make your business smaller and competitive. It's the idea of to use this new system. You have to adapt to the new times. You have to taking into your business all the new positive things that the computers and the all the new elements are in the market. So you have to absorb that to take the decision accordingly with what the figures of your business are telling you.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to make your business more transparent. It's going to make it more, hopefully, efficient. At least you will know where your business actually is rather than what you think your business. And that's the way you can go for the future. So whether we like it or not, but I mean, presumably, speak the software provider first of all, because if you don't have a verified system, then that's going to be a big problem as well. If people because you presumably have, you know, tests, you've done road tests on this, you've checked it out, you know, you are the guys who know. So what is the first step? Just have an informal sort of chat with Spence Clark? If you were me, as a thought, what would your first step be?
Well, the first step is talk to your service provider.
Yeah.
If you're in a position where you are in doubt about whether they can provide this service to you, then yes, seek an advisor like Spence Clark, who will talk you through the steps that you need to take. And we will give you advice to say what are the practical steps that you need to do and the time frames that you need to do it in.
Well, once again, guys, great to have you. Just give me the website address, because it is excellent. There's lots of good stuff on there, including the blogs, which are written by human beings, which is rather nice and they're very readable.
It's www.spenceclark.com.
And remember, procrastination
is not your friend.
As always. You see, we're missing out on a line of merchandise here, I think, for the Spence Clark T-shirts, for bobble hats just in time for Christmas. Listen, Robin and Elliot, great to see you again. Memory, Elliot. Absolutely superb.
A pressure.
For Spence Clark, as always, listen, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, anybody who's running a business or a sole trader, if you're talking about it, you have to get involved with this, because, as you know, there is nothing that they don't like more than a Malta. So, as I said before, this is called Verifactu. Speak to our friends at Spence Clark. They are, as you can tell, they are friendly and approachable. But thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.